What are the two things about reverse auctions that you're still a little wary of?
That's true. First of all, it's the transparency of the net price that agencies pay. Francis, there's always a markup on these FedBid reverse auctions, reverse auctions generally, so that the price the contractor is charging and the price the customer is paying are the same thing. And it's been tough historically for contractors to figure out what the price was that they actually won at versus what the markup was. So that's one issue. The second is that, you know, reverse auctions have their place. Let's get that out on the table and make it clear that there are some instances where reverse auctions make sense. The problem is that this tool, like a lot of others, can be misused. And historically, that's certainly been the case as well, where reverse auctions have been tried in circumstances and government procurements that don't lend themselves to using a reverse auction tool, things that are complex, service-oriented maybe, and neither the government nor the customer, the contractor, understands what was bought and what was sold.
What's a good reverse auction opportunity, and what's a situation where it doesn't look as good to you?
Well, a great example of where reverse auctions have worked well, particularly at the state government level, has been for road paving contracts, where you have people who will buy, aggregate and tar and other road paving materials. And the state of Pennsylvania, for example, has used reverse auctions in that scenario successfully for years. Similarly, if you're going to get into something like office supplies, where you have a defined quantity of things that you know you want to buy, that can work out well too. But if you're trying to buy office furniture, for example, office furniture is typically bought by meshing a number of components together.
Mm-hmm.
Or certainly talking about components, if you're trying to buy an integrated IT solution, those are circumstances where reverse auctions don't work so well, and yet the federal government has tried to use them in each of those in two cases before, and they end up to spend more money to get the stuff again and get what they need, and they pay more than they thought they were going to pay for their solution, and they don't get it on the timeline that they thought they were.
That's interesting, because those two examples, and I'm sure there are others, but when you mention those two examples, even to me, what I know about the ins and outs of a procurement could fill up a thimble, but those to me seem like pretty obvious not fits. Those are bad fits for the reverse auction format.
Well, they are. However, there's a lot of pressure on federal agencies to drive prices down. People say, hey, you ought to really try these reverse auctions in this scenario. You can save a lot of money, and there's a tremendous amount of pressure brought to bear both inside a federal agency and externally from the service provider that is saying, hey, you can use our reverse auction in any scenario, just as long as you have a good idea of what your requirements are. And, you know, that's the fine print, Francis. Not everybody certainly has a good idea or understanding of what their requirements are.
Yeah.
They have to necessarily if they use the right procurement tool.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, boy. If I had a nickel for every time somebody said the requirements were not quite on when we did this, I wouldn't have to be here. You and I could both be playing golf this afternoon. How do you make it clear to the people on your team that we want to be really careful about how we use these, and we want to be really careful about the kinds of things that we get?
Well, I think one of the great things about a situation like reverse auctions is they've been tried in both government environments and commercial market environments before. So if I'm a senior executive and I'm thinking about adding reverse auctions as an option for my procurement shop, I'm going to say, hey, look, let's do some market research and find out where this tool has been used well, both commercially and by people in government who've gone before us. And we can use it in those circumstances if we feel like we have a good handle on our specific requirements. But by the same token, there's a history out there where reverse auctions have been tried and failed. Let's understand what those are. Let's not try to improve upon the disasters of the past. We have a number of procurement tools open to us as a federal government agency. Reverse auctions is just one of them. Let's not try to make it a one-size-fits-all solution.
When you say reverse auctions, it's not the format that's most prevalent on eBay, but I think a lot of people go right to eBay and think about that concept. It's a website where people bid on prices. I mentioned at the beginning when you first came on, there's a fair amount of financial firepower behind FedBid. Is it too late for somebody to challenge FedBid, as it seemed to be too late for anybody over the years to challenge eBay? Is the footprint already too big?
Oh, I think the footprint for FedBid is already quite substantial. They did, what, $1.5 billion or $14 billion in procurement over the last couple of years. So they've really done a nice job of gaining a foothold in this market. And I don't think anybody's suggesting that FedBid should go away. I think rather my concern with Steve Case and Ted Leonsis getting into the game, they're both wonderful people, but you know, they bought this tool to expand its use. And the simple fact of the matter is reverse auctions and government procurement are a tool that it can be properly used in only a limited number of circumstances. And we shouldn't get caught up by saying, well, you know, everybody's into the ball game now and we should be using reverse auctions for everything. So I think it requires some cool heads to understand just what the best tool is given a specific procurement situation and not think too much about the connectedness and money behind a certain type of application.